Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number two on an absolutely loaded Monday, October 17th edition of the Dan Patrick Show. I mean, I don't think I've ever been in here where there's this much stuff to talk about. Which just reminds me, by the way, I know we probably talked about this before. By the way, just so everybody knows, two things I need to get established here. First of all, I think most people know Ross Tucker, former offensive lineman in the NFL. Dan has me on a lot, which I love. I have filled in a bunch. October is the best month on the calendar. There is no doubt. It was so beautiful at West Point on Saturday. The weather is ideal. You've got baseball playoffs. You got the college football season starts to heat up. The NFL has some great games. Hockey started. The NBA is starting. Is there even an argument for another month on the calendar? Or October, by the way, is the ideal temperature. Some people say September, or some people like summer. It's October. It is October. And by the way, what is the deal? The older I get, the more I like going for walks outside.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like turning into my dad. When I was growing up, my dad would be like, do you want to go for a walk? You know what I answered? No. Every time. I literally, to this day, I never went for a walk with my dad. Dad, if you're listening or watching, I am sorry. My favorite thing to do now is to go for a walk outside with my daughters. Am I like, what is it about us? And they hate it. They don't want to do it. They have no interest in a walk. There is like nothing I'd rather do on a nice day than just go for like a nice walk outside. I think that's a sign you're getting old, Seton.
The only other response to when you were younger was, do you want to go for a walk, was either no or why? Why? Like, why would I want
where?
To go do that?
Where?
Yeah.
What, to walk where?
Do you have a dog?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. That's your next step in this evolution.
I'd be
is you're
like,
gonna
no,
get a dog
I'll just ride my bike. Like, why would I go for a walk if I can ride my bike somewhere?
You wait till you're gonna get a dog. You're gonna start walking it.
There are times when things change in your life. Like,
In your 20s, you look forward to a good night. In your 40s, you look for a good night's sleep. You know, like a good night out or a good night's sleep. There would be a day where you go, man, I would just like to get a good night's sleep, and it's Saturday at 9:15 p.m.
By the way, how have I also never discovered whatever this stuff is right here before? All the times I've been here, it's like peanut butter-based trail mix. This stuff, now I've never done crack cocaine, but you couldn't convince me that it's more addicting or delicious than this stuff.
You may want to rethink that one.
This is unbelievable. It's like peanut butter trail mix. I am so happy right now. This is amazing. Fritz, you're going to say something?
Not only going for a walk, then the next, I think, evolution of being old is when you find that comfortable spot on the couch and you realize the remote isn't as close to you as you thought. So then you decide to continue watching something on TV that you really don't want to watch, but you just don't want to have to get up and change the channel because the remote's not near you.
Okay, here's my question to start. Go ahead, Seton.
Is that being old or is that being lazy?
That's lazy.
Because I sure as hell be like, I'm more like, oh, damn it, I left it all the way across the room, but I'm not watching this crap.
You know what? That is a consideration. That is a thought at times. Here's my thing. Okay, so tonight's game, all right? By the way, Albert Breer is going to join us in 15 minutes. Does an unbelievable job for MMQB.com. And he said something interesting over the weekend about things going sideways between Mac Jones and the Patriots, which caught my attention. Plus, he'll be all over who the Panthers are going to trade. Panthers are straight kicking guys off the field during games like Robbie Anderson. Tonight's game, though, it is the Broncos and the Chargers. When I say that, Marvin, what's your immediate first reaction?
What do we do to deserve this? The Broncos again? In
literally,
prime time?
Everybody thinks the same thing about tonight's game. Oh my gosh, the Broncos again? The Broncos are setting an NFL record with their eighth consecutive primetime game in their sixth game of the season. That's never happened before. I'm joking, of course, but it's insane. Here's what's so weird, though. Go back to Thursday night, Bears Commanders. NFL is the only sport where we feel like we have to watch. Any other sport, you just don't watch. But the NFL, it's like, no, it's an NFL game and it's on. I have to watch it. Like, we all just complain about it. Nope, you don't do that with a college football game or a baseball game or NBA. You just don't watch it. What is it about the NFL? Like, what did they do to us that we are compelled or think that? Now we're a little bit different because we're in the media and, like, we got to talk about it the next day. But what is the deal? My buddies are texting me like, this game stinks. I'm like, dude, you have three kids. Like, why don't you just go do something with them? Like, why? What did the NFL do to us to make us think that if there's only one NFL game on, we have to watch it, Paulie?
Well, first of all, you're right, though. People will complain on social media like, Thursday Night Football stinks. I hate it, as they're watching it. It'd be like going to a restaurant and going, I'm never going to this restaurant again, and tweeting how bad it is as you finish your third meal of the month there. But I think the NFL schedules their sport so well. It's so convenient. You know exactly what time the games kick off on Sunday. You know you got Monday. You know you got Thursday. You kind of plan your week around it, and it becomes this routine that you don't even know you're in. Like tonight, I like watching the Chargers. They're a pretty entertaining team. The Broncos have been boring as all get out this year, but what are your options? What are you going to watch?
Your options is to not watch TV. Or your options is to watch Guardians. When's Guardians-Yankees? I know it's today.
7 o'clock. Now, I'm watching more of that probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Game five? Like, but that's not what will happen. Most people will watch the football game. Seton?
But there are also, like, check-in games, right? Tonight is a check-in game. I'm going to check in, see how the game is going, and then I'm going to move on. And then I'm going to check back in, see how the game's going. Oh, okay, Chargers are winning, and move on. And then check back in, see who won.
Based on social media, most people are not like you. I mean, maybe it's my, like, little social media vacuum or tunnel.
Might be a little NFL heavy.
Yeah, well, listen, I got a daily, you know, podcast talking football, Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You know, it'd be amazing if I did this one time. Like tomorrow, okay, Tuesdays on the Ross Tucker Podcast, I do my power rankings. But I also talk about the game the night before. What would it be like if people tuned in and I was like, welcome to today's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Yeah, I didn't catch a game last night.
Yeah, I mean, if your livelihood depends on it, you need to watch every minute of it. Tonight.
I didn't watch any of it. Yes, Paulie.
That's so easy to cover. Let's say the Chargers won 24-9 tonight. You know what? There's that Broncos. Let's say we didn't watch the game. We could discuss that game without watching. You know, that Broncos offense, we said it all season. If they can't protect Russell Wilson and their playmakers don't step up, they're never going to do anything. And Chargers, hey, Justin Herbert.
Well, if you can't watch the whole thing, NFL.com will have like a 5-minute highlight where it just basically shows you the plays of consequence. Seton?
Somehow, okay, everyone in sports media tonight is going to watch every minute of the football game and every minute of the baseball games. I mean, it's pretty easy to like.
Yeah. But like, think about this. This is a great test of NFL versus Major League Baseball. This is the Yankees. It's game five. It's the clinching game. Every pitch matters.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's Chargers Broncos, where you notice how quiet Fritzy is during this segment?
If I wasn't a Bronco fan, I agree with every single thing you guys are saying. There's why would you how do you sell it? AFC West battle, 3-2 and 2-3. You know, someone's gonna be 2-4 maybe, someone's gonna still be like a game behind the Chiefs or what. It's like it's a dud, and I'm going to be watching every single play of it because
What are your emotions right now? Like going into tonight, what is your thought process? I want to get in the head of Todd Fritz.
I think the season is on the brink. As dramatic as that sounds, only a third into the season. If they fall to 2-4, lose another division game after losing to the Raiders badly, I don't know where they go from here. If Nathaniel Hackett makes stupid decisions, if there's bad play calling, if Jerry Judy's dropping balls, if Melvin Gordon's fumbling, Garrett Bowles is hurt, so he can't be called for holding anymore the rest of the season. But if they don't do something offensively, and if and when they get in the red zone, if they don't get 7 instead of 3, they're the laughing stock, and they're getting booed off the field at home.
So two thoughts.
Thank you for cutting them off. We would have been here until tomorrow afternoon.
What are the odds on Nathaniel Hackett getting fired? It has to be like minus 500. I mean, the odds that he actually ends up coaching them next year seems so small.
And they got some consultant person that at least he was smart enough to realize he needed some help, and it's still
but
not
new ownership,
helping.
And they just gave Russell Wilson that much money. Like, if he doesn't make it work the rest of this year, they got to get somebody new. Right now, Fritzy, if you could, would you take back the Russell Wilson trade?
But as opposed to who, though? The quarterback situation has been dismal.
Something
they
else.
So much money.
Anything else.
I initially thought they were getting Aaron Rodgers. I still got excited about Russell, and it's still, you know, it's only the sixth game of the year, so I'm going to still let it ride. Let's ride with Russell, and hopefully they'll get it figured
You're
out.
You're going to let it ride with let's ride?
Let's ride. Let's
Marvin?
See how it goes.
The worst part about this is in 2 weeks they have another standalone game. They have the game in London.
The Broncos?
Against the Jaguars.
Yeah, but everybody skips that game.
I love the 9:30 Sunday morning.
Well, of course you do.
No, but I just like that. I like that there's a game on. That's the game that I don't feel like I got to watch every second of, but I can watch. Like, I'm usually like doing a pregame show for the Eagles while that game's on. So it's nice. It's like your mom or your grandma with the WGN radio on for the Cubs. The London game is like my background video while I'm doing Eagles pregame radio.
Or you're like, you will go out and get a couple sausage, egg, and cheese. You miss the kickoff of the London game. You're going to be fine. You tune in like eight minutes to go in the first half.
That's what I've said this before. And, Paulie, I know you're a big college football guy like me. I cannot believe that one of these conferences hasn't figured out yet to play one Saturday morning 9 a.m. kick or maybe even 10 a.m. kick every week. I try to get the Ivy League to do it. What they're all East Coast teams in the Ivy League.
Are you saying Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, 9 a.m. There's a live college football game on that you can bet on and you can watch. And it's the same as the London game. And you go, oh, that's too early. No, listen, the Pac-12 schools have done it. They've played those crazy early big noon games. The Ivy League or whoever, like the CAA – or any of these, Sunbelt, Mac, why they're not playing a Saturday 9 a.m. game is beyond me.
I'll explain this as briefly as I can. Mac football decided to do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday game that starts next week.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. But they don't conflict with the baseball playoffs too much because ESPN and Fox are partners with baseball.
I got it.
So here's why a college conference would never be allowed to do a 9 a.m. kickoff. I wouldn't say not be allowed, but it'd be very tough. ESPN and Fox, in that order, control college football, and they have College Game Day. ESPN would never let a conference put a game against College Game Day. The people who run ESPN college football, they would stomp any conference and network decided to do that. They would pressure them to not do it, which is my guess is why it didn't happen, that there's an early game. And same with Fox.
Well, there's conferences that aren't tied in with ESPN.
Not many. I mean, the only one is, like you said, the Ivy League did that.
Big Ten isn't now.
Yeah, but CBS has different deals with ESPN that they share things. And my guess is CBS wouldn't want to offend.
Okay, well, Big Noon Kickoff, like the whole Fox pregame show, they kind of said, we're gonna try to attack ESPN. We're not going to just let game day rule the roost.
I think a small conference could take a shot with Amazon or somewhere like that, but the Ivy League did it a few years ago with NBC Sports Network. They did that Friday night game.
They still do Friday nights, ESPNU.
And there's almost an unwritten...
This Friday, by the way, Princeton at Harvard, 7 o'clock. I'll be all over that game.
Historically, college football wouldn't play on Friday nights until the past few years because it didn't want to mess with high school football in America. That was almost an unwritten agreement between college football and the networks and high school football. It's changed a bit. There's usually like a decent college football game on Friday night, like UTSA versus Wyoming.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
And Thursday, too. Thursday, when I was in college, there was no NFL game. Thursday, when I was in college, it was Virginia Tech every week. I swear, it was like Michael Vick and Corey Moore rushing off the edge every week. National TV. Let's get to Barry, who's in Santa Fe for his best and worst. What's up, Barry?
Hey, Ross. Hey, Danette. Hey, Chat Row. Good morning from beautiful Green Bay, where yesterday I got to see my J-E-T-S Jets at Lambeau Field beat up on the Packers. It's a beautiful thing. Sauce Gardner walking off the field in a cheese head, sticking it to the Green Bay fans. Baseball best of the weekend. Braves, dead. Dodgers, dead. Yankees, next. Suck it, Ralph Garr.
Thank you, Barry. Who's Ralph Garr? Should I know who that is?
He was a former White Sox outfielder or something. I'm sure he played for a few other teams.
Why did he say suck it, Ralph Garr?
I
don't get it. Was that like a suck it back row thing? I don't know. Ralph Garr, I have no idea who it is.
Ralph Garr played for the Braves, the White Sox, and the Angels. He was a pretty good Brave for a couple years.
But that's a weird name to say suck. Like, he must have something personally must have happened between Barry and Ralph Garr to say suck it, Ralph Garr.
We'll look into it.
I kind of want a Ralph Garr jersey now, though.
Ralph Garr. It always is interesting to me when your first name's longer than your last name. Isn't that like it's like it doesn't look right.
Like if your name was Tucker Ross, you would be like, "God, this drives me nuts."
Yeah, one time I was making fun of somebody because I said that their last name was like a first name, and they looked at me like, "Your name's Ross Tucker."
Yeah,
like there might be more Tuckers than there are Ross. I was like, "Oh, forget it. Forget what I was talking about there."
I knew a guy once. His name was Ed Eck. He had four letters in an entire name. I always found that nuts. E D E K. I think he was Dutch.
Ed Eck.
Yeah, four letters. And he didn't go by Edward. You might go Edward Eck. He went Ed Eck. It sounded like he was like choking on something.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was a serial killer.
Yeah. It's coin flip.
Ed Eck.
A two-letter last name is bold.
Yeah.
You'd think he would have added something on to it.
Or do you go with Edward at that point?
That's
Edward
right.
Eck.
You'd think he would. But
it's like a bald guy with a beard. It's like you need something to like...
focus on. I want to be a cue ball.
877-3-DP-SHOW is the number. The email is dp at danpatrick.com. Why are you guys all laughing?
Because where does that even – how do we get there sometimes? You know what I mean?
No idea. Somebody could do a show on that. What's that called? Like the etymology? The etymology of topics on the Dan Patrick Show?
Oh,
is that the right word?
The path?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think etymology is the right word.
Sounds smarter.
Sounds good. I want to welcome everybody watching on Peacock like Dan does, Fox Sports Radio, all the affiliates. Shout out Chat Row. Hit us up on email, dp@danpatrick.com, rostucker.com, at DP Show on Twitter. I'm at Ross Tucker, NFL. Albert Breer, the MMQB.com. Is there trouble between Mac Jones and the Patriots? We'll find out that, as well as who the Panthers might trade to your team when we come back. 18 minutes past the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We're almost halfway through the fastest moving show in the galaxy. I do a lot of shows. Nothing moves faster than when I'm in the big chair filling in for Dan Patrick. Ross Tucker again with you here on a Monday. Dan will be back tomorrow. You can always hit me up at Ross Tucker NFL on social media or check out any of my podcasts if you miss me. They're only 30 minutes or less. And one of my frequent guests is actually Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter and lead content strategist. Wow. That is an interesting title, at the MMQB. Here's what I'll tell you about Albert. I think he's the best out there. I think he's the best NFL writer out there, period. And I know that that might sound – I read a lot. I read everything Albert writes because he's all over it. Check him out on social media, at Albert Breer. Albert, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Ross, I'm a little tired. How about you?
Yeah, well, you had to write your column last night. That's a nice hotel room. Tell me about your hotel room. Where are you?
Yeah, this is the Residence Inn near where I do TV on Sunday night. And honestly, like, the reason why people have asked me, like, why do you stay in a hotel on Sunday night? And the reason why, honestly, is I can't afford to lose the hour that I would driving home. So I do TV until about like 12:30 a.m. and I write till somewhere between 5 and 6:30 every Monday morning. And so losing that hour to going from TV back to my house would be like devastating. So yeah, here I am at the hotel.
So how many hours did you sleep? Three?
Three is about right. Yeah. I think to this morning it was like maybe like 6:45 to just before 10. So a little over three.
Wow. Love it. So
I had to get up for you, Ross. I had to get up for you.
I appreciate it. We're getting your fresh thoughts. I'm glad I said how much I liked you and how good I think you are. at Albert Breer, of course, on social media. All right. I want to start with the Bucks and Packers. Mm-hmm. Which loss is more concerning? Which team are you more concerned about, Brady and the Bucks or Rodgers and the Packers, and why?
I feel like the Bucks are the right answer, right? Because like with the Packers, I do think that you look at the roster and you can say, okay, well, some of this is built in and some of this was planned, right? Like, so the Packers, you look at it, you say they're pacing some of their older guys back, like David Bakhtiari and Elkton Jenkins. They didn't push those guys back on the field before they were ready. They sort of paced those guys back. On defense, Jair Alexander still needs to get his feet underneath him. So, like, I feel like the Packers have a bunch of older players that they were kind of working back onto the field. And then they're committing reps to younger players like Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. And part of the plan in replacing Davante Adams was, we're going to go all in on some younger guys and we're going to give them time to develop. So at least with the Packers, you see a plan there where this isn't ideal by any means. Don't get me wrong, but like you could see some of the bumps coming. Whereas with the Bucks, it feels like, are they getting old? Like, you know, and you look at the inactive list yesterday, right? Like, and look who's on the inactive list. You know, it's guys like Julio Jones that where the question is how much he has left in the tank. And what's Leonard Fournette going to look like at the end of the year? They're really relying on him right now. And oh, by the way, the offensive line isn't close to what it was a year ago. And you see Brady yelling at those guys in the sideline. There's no Ali Marpet or Ryan Jensen or Alex Kappa out there. I just look at the totality of the Bucks, and then you look at like where the Packers are. It's really easy to see where the Packers could fight through this and wind up being better for going through this. Is there a scenario there, Ross, where what the Bucks are going through is like for the betterment of the team? You know what I'm saying? That's my bigger question.
Probably not. It's funny, though, as you talk, I always get more questions. So we didn't really ever talk about this. Is there anything Aaron Rodgers could have done to keep Davante Adams? I guess as you're talking and you mentioned Davante Adams replacing him, in my head, Albert, if Tom Brady was the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Davante Adams would not have left. I don't care how much he likes Derek Carr or how close they are, Tom Brady would not have let him leave. Like, somehow that would have happened. Does it say something about Rodgers that he wasn't able to keep Davante Adams on some level?
You know, the weird thing about it is I can still remember when all that was happening. You talk to people around Rodgers and you talk to people with the Packers and everybody almost seemed resigned to it happening. You know what I mean? Like, and I know it hadn't been public and everything else, but like, you know, when you started to kind of turn over some more rocks and you're always trying to figure out like when these big bombs go off, like how did this happen? How steady a thing this was and how like after Rodgers was so upset about the team not building for the now, you know, and how a whole part of all the drama in 2021 was, I want you to build on my timeline. I want you to build the way that the Bucks are building for Brady, where you're not worried about what the roster looks like 3 years from now. Now, all of a sudden, you're totally okay, you know, with Davante Adams going out the door. It felt like when it happened, it was such an inevitability. You know what I mean? Like, and so I think that was the big thing. Like, I don't know if there was anything that Aaron could have done to stop it. Now, would it have happened if Brady was there? It's hard to say, you know, because Brady lost guys over the years too, and you can remember how upset he was. You know, I can go all the way back to, you know, when they let David Givens walk out the door and then they trade Deion Branch. You know what I mean?
Like, it's a good point.
There are a ton of examples of that where Brady was upset when guys left. You know, I, for one reason or another, like, Rodgers seemed really at peace with this, and it seemed like an inevitability to everybody concerned, which, I mean, tells me that Davante Adams had sort of been contemplating this for a while, wanting to go back to the West Coast and not just play with Derek Carr, but be closer to home too.
Is Brady, we're talking with Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the MMQB. Is Tom Brady on some level hurting his reputation or legacy a little bit? You know, he skips 11 days during training camp. Yeah. And now he skips the walkthrough Saturday. He's at Kraft's wedding Friday night. You know, because I was up in New England parts of 05 and 06, Albert, people ask me about him all the time. And my whole thing is, like, he's a total psycho. He's all in. Like, he's all in. He's not all in, Albert. Like, this is the first year I can ever remember where he's not all in. And he's kind of hurting. He's hurting my argument that he's successful because he's all in, because he's not all in this year.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to turn this around on you then, Ross. Like, you know, he was the guy who, like, I remember Rodney Harrison always telling that story. Like, Rodney would walk into the locker room or into the weight room at 5:30 in the morning, and Brady would be in there and say good afternoon to him. You know what I mean? Like, those are always the stories you heard about Brady when he was younger. And I think Brady always had this sort of this equity, you know, in whatever team he was on, with the amount of work he was putting in, where he could get after whoever he wanted to get after. Because they knew, this guy's putting in more than me.
Right.
You know?
Well, and really, Albert, what I always tell people is, I think the biggest reason for his success is the other guys don't want to let him down.
Right.
Because so, you know how important it is to him and how much time he puts in. You don't want to be the one that screws it up for him.
So let me ask you this. If you're one of those linemen sitting on that bench yesterday, is it in the back of your head, this guy wasn't at the walkthrough yesterday?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, you're not thinking about that in the moment.
And it's not like this, and Ross, it's not like, that's the thing about it, is like, it's not this guy wasn't the walkthrough because there's some important family matter. This guy was at a party in New York City on Friday night, and he couldn't be bothered to get back here for that.
It was actually a surprise wedding. It was not a party. It was a surprise wedding.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying, but like,
were you there? Were you invited? Were you invited? Were you there?
I got my invite got lost in the mail. I don't know what happened. but that's the thing is, like, I don't you feel like even if five years ago, Tom Brady decided I have to go to this thing on Friday night with Robert Kraft, right? Don't you think he would have made the arrangement to get to the walkthrough?
Of course.
Like on Saturday morning. And I don't know what time that walkthrough, but it's not at 7 a.m. You know what I mean?
Like, no, you get there by 8 a.m. He could have flown back that night. He flies private.
Yeah, he could have gotten.
He right made a conscious decision to not go back. He easily could have gone back. I don't know. Maybe his family's in New York and he wanted to spend an extra day with them. I don't know what his deal is.
I mean, but that's the thing. That's the thing to me is, like, it's just now it's getting to the point where, and look, a big part of this, like, part of the reason why he's on the East Coast, and I don't know how many people know this, but part of the reason he's on the East Coast and went to the Bucs, not the Chargers, 2 years ago was because his son Jack lives in New York and he wanted to be able to go back and forth. And sometimes on off days, he'll go see his son Jack in New York, which is incredibly important. And it's great that he's doing that. To me, like, that's in a different category than going to, like, a party on a Friday night. You know what I mean? Like, and going to a social event on a Friday night and not making it back for the Saturday walkthrough. So I do wonder about some of those things. And you don't want to delve into, you know, somebody's personal life and everything else, but I just know this, like, this is a guy who, like, generally wouldn't miss anything. And now we've started to see, like, this string of things that have happened. And then the way he's talking is different too. Like, if you listen to, like, he would never really talk about the end in finite terms, you know? Like, now he's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, now he's actually talking about the end. And so it's just, you sort of, it's like that old saying where, what is it, Ross? Like, if a player's talking about retirement, he sort of already is retired.
Well, that's what Parcells always said. You know, I didn't even get a chance to watch the video, Albert, because I was doing stuff yesterday and watching games, but I saw where you said things have gone sideways a little bit between Mac Jones and the Patriots. Explain.
Yeah. So I think a big part of this is who Mac is, right? Mac is a big why guy. Like, he wants to know why you're doing something. Why are we running this? Why am I being coached this way? Why is this person being hired? Why are you handling my injury this way? And New England's never been a big why place, as I think you know, right?
Yes.
I don't know that Bill's ever been big on giving everybody a full explanation for why he's doing
it. They intentionally do not. They don't want right. They don't want you to know why they're doing what they do, because then you'll tell other people, and they look at it as a competitive advantage that you don't know why they're doing what they're doing.
Right. So, like, I think, like, you know, Mac had a great rookie year, and he was really close with Josh McDaniels. And obviously Josh got a lot out of him, and I think Mac had a ton of respect for the job that Mac had a ton of respect for the job that Josh did in developing him. So this is obviously all very important to him, the way it is to any quarterback. And he knows how important the year one to year two transition is, how much growth there can be. And so I think a big part of it for him was, wait a second, why are you hiring a defensive coach as my offensive coordinator? Why are you hiring a special teams coach as my quarterback's coach? Wait, why are we running a different offense now? Why are we doing things differently? I had a lot of success last year. Why aren't we building on what we did last year? Why, right? And I don't think this isn't a knock on Mac. This is that generation, right? Like, this is that generation where they always ask why. Most players who go into New England don't have the collateral to ask those questions, right? You're just trying to make it. Mac's a first-round pick. Mac played at Alabama. Mac was this way at Alabama with Nick Saban. So, like, I think coming out of his rookie year, there was – I think with all the change and everything else in New England, there was some natural friction there. And so that was the background. And then there was disagreement over the handling of his injury and whether or not he should get surgery. And so – I think that that's
in what way? He thought he should. They thought he shouldn't, or vice versa?
No, vice versa. They wanted him to get the tightrope. Then this is initially after he first got hurt with a high ankle sprain. It was thought to be a pretty severe high ankle sprain. And what the tightrope surgery does, it doesn't really fix your injury. It accelerates your recovery, and it makes it so you can get back on the field faster. And Mac saw Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa in his position room at Alabama go through that surgery. Now, when Tua got it the second time, Tua got it twice, he came back and dislocated his hip. So he's seen guys go through this. He's seen the good and the bad of it. And he thought, I'm going to be better off just rehabbing the injury. And there was some level of disagreement there. Now, because the high ankle sprain didn't wind up being quite as severe as initially thought, it wound up being less of an issue because now he's probably going to be able to get back within the time frame that the surgery would have put him back on the field. But there was some level of disagreement on that too. And I think that's, to me, like the backdrop for the Bailey Zappe thing and why Bill Belichick refuses to say Mac's getting his job back. You notice that? Like, how many times he's been asked that? Like, he refuses to say Mac's getting his job back. I think Mac's getting his job back. I think that there's a little bit of a lesson being taught here where it's, look, we're putting a fourth-round rookie from Western Kentucky out there. Look what happens when he does what we tell him to. And I think, to their credit, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are doing a pretty good job with the guy, you know, having the guy ready to go and playing this way. So I think that there's a little bit of I'd say a lesson being learned here, you know what I mean? Or a lesson being taught here where I think the Patriots would like Mac to take something from all of this. And we'll see which way this pushes the relationship between Mac and the Patriots, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Two quick ones. Panthers, how many guys do they trade in the next couple of weeks?
I don't think it's going to be a fire sale. I think one of the things that's unique about the Panthers situation is a lot of their guys would be good that they have now, and you can look at the roster, would actually be good building blocks for whoever the next coach is. Like a lot of their best players, like Brian Burns. So the two guys they've gotten the most calls on are Brian Burns and DJ Moore, the pass rusher and the receiver. Burns is 24 years old. He's going into a contract year, but they can franchise him after the year. Why would you give up a 24-year-old pass rusher, right? Unless you're getting something phenomenal in return. DJ Moore, same thing. I think he's 25. He's on a pretty team-friendly contract now. They just signed him to an extension. So why would you get rid of a number one receiver on a team-friendly contract with term left. The guys who are younger than that are on rookie contracts. Ikem Ekwonu, you know, J.C. Horn, Derek Brown, those guys are on rookie contracts. So there's no reason to trade those guys. You have really good players on cheap deals for the next few years. And so I think a lot of the guys that they're getting calls on are guys that would be good for the next coach to have and might help you lure the next coach, might make your job attractive to the next coach. So I think that the number of guys that they'd really be motivated to look at moving is pretty limited. And it'd be a Robbie Anderson who, I mean, maybe they're going to probably put him out on the corner like a couch in college after what happened yesterday. And then the other one would be Christian McCaffrey, who's interesting because he's like he is the type of guy you would move if you were that franchise because he's an aging running back. And how much is he going to have left when the next coach is ready to win and all of that? But he's the face of the franchise. And
how much are people really willing to give up for him too is a whole other question.
Yeah.
That's
the thing is Ross is like, if somebody throws you like a third round pick or a fourth, is that worth it? Or would you rather give Steve Wilks a chance to win with Christian McCaffrey? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a fair question to ask.
Thank you, Albert. Check him out on social media at Albert Breer. Make sure you check out his column. He just slept 3 hours so that you could have an awesome column and he could come on the show. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Ross.
You know, there's one question I didn't get to ask Albert that I'm going to ask all of you guys. I'm talking about the Danettes and maybe you guys, the callers, when we come back 43 minutes past the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich. Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability. Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
M-Drive are supplements for driven guys that support healthy testosterone and the drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text DAN to 55000-55000. Feel good, accomplish more. Text DAN to 55000. Get your first order for $5. Message and data rates may apply. All right, here's the question. By the way, we got Rick Neuheisel. Awesome job as a college football analyst for CBS. He's going to join us at the top of the final hour, which is next hour, by the way. It goes pretty fast. To talk primarily Tennessee, Alabama, but just talk college football in general. Because they obviously covered the game. He was in the studio the whole time that game was going on. But the question I wanted to ask you guys, I didn't get a chance to ask Albert Breer, which New York team are you buying more? I don't know if that's a short-term or a long-term question. I haven't decided yet, which makes it really hard for you guys to answer. But if I said to you guys, Jets or Giants, you can only pick one, which team and why? Marvin?
I'm going to go Jets because I think they have better young talent.
Is Marvin a Jets fan? Are you a Jets fan, Marvin?
I'm not. I like the 49ers.
Okay.
I think all the right. Jets are terrible for the most part.
But you're going Jets because they have better young talent. Seton?
For some reason, preseason, I had Daniel Jones as my comeback player of the year. And I'm riding with him.
What would be, if you're Daniel Jones, at the end of an interview, what would you say instead of let's ride?
We are Giants.
Like you're the New York Giants. What do you say at the end of your interview?
I'm here to do your taxes for you. He looks like an accountant.
He looks like he's in a J. Crew catalog. Yeah. He looks like he was the guy one of the kids on the goalpost in Tennessee. Fritzy.
I have the opposite feeling, I guess, of Seton. I'm going with the Jets because I believe more in Zach Wilson in the near future over what Daniel Jones will bring to the Giants moving forward.
That's interesting. Paulie?
It is a tough one. I think the Giants are going to have a tough time. You know, Eagles, Cowboys. It seems like the Jets may have an opportunity with Tua being out and the Dolphins being lesser than what we thought. And the Patriots, they're better. Daniel Jones seems to be improving quite a bit with this new coach.
Well, if we're talking this year, AFC's rough to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I would go with the Giants this year. Daniel Jones seems to be avoiding turning it over a little bit more.
The Giants are 5-1. I would go Giants for this year. I'd go Jets long term, I think.
Both the Giants and Jets have outscored their opponents by 2 touchdowns this season.
Yet their record is what their record is. Are the Titans getting a new stadium? Is that what you just texted me?
Yeah, there's an announcement. Nashville mayor reaches deal for a new domed stadium.
No.
About time that town gets some building going on, start building some buildings.
No. Domed?
Well, here's the details behind it.
Why do we need a dome in Nashville?
It's a great weather town.
I despise domes unless I'm working the sideline and it's bad weather out for Westwood One. Football is supposed to be outdoors. Nashville is usually beautiful. I'm not even letting you talk. I just, you keep wanting to give me like this particulars, and I just keep cutting you off.
I'm with you. It doesn't even say whether it's retractable.
About, no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
If it was retractable, that'd be better. Like dome or retract, does not clarify whether it's a dome, pure dome, or retractable. But some of the details behind it, the stadium cost will be $2.2 billion, upwards of $500 million from the city, $800 from the team.
Let me ask something. Everything you just said, in all sincerity, do you think anybody listening or watching cares?
Well,
I'm just being honest. The $2.2 billion, the $500 million.
No.
I don't think people care about that.
But I think the setup for this is in 5 years, you're going to have a Super Bowl in Nashville, and you're going to have a national title game in Nashville because it's becoming the Vegas of the East. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a tourist destination into itself. People go on bachelor parties. Everyone goes to Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of – it may take over a little bit for Atlanta and
Nashville
other
is amazing. So the idea behind the Dome Stadium is to overtake Atlanta as like the place to have events in the Southeast.
Yes, you cannot get a Super Bowl if you don't have a dome or retractable. You cannot do a college football playoff game or a national
– Except they had the Super Bowl in New York one time at MetLife Stadium.
And by 24 hours, it would have been a disaster.
That is really interesting. There's something weird about – Tennessee or Nashville having a dome. You can take your boat up the river to the stadium. Something very unnatural about taking your boat up the river to go inside a dome. That is not what God intended. 2 hours down, one to go. Rick Neuheisel next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.